welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. We discuss issues to help you walk your soul's pilgrimage in your own authentic way. Sharing the path with your angels and spiritual guides gives you the comfort and security of always knowing you are not alone. You are invited to visit my website at livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal, a place of self-discovery. The show airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Call in or just listen during our inspirational discussions from guests around the world and from Dr. Vicki, a counselor of law and spirituality. And now, Living Your Soul's Journey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki Ford. I'm Richard Andrew King, guest hosting today and next week as well for Dr. Vicki, who's taking a well-deserved vacation. So, Dr. Vicki, if you're listening, please enjoy your time off, and thank you for asking me to guest host for you. It's a privilege and an honor to do so. A big thanks also to Don Newsome, founder and president of BBSRadio.com, without whose entrepreneurial expertise this show and others would simply not be possible. We love entrepreneurs. They make the world go round. For those of you who would like a brief background of myself, and this is very brief, I'm a father, grandfather, numerologist, martial artist, and author. My primary website is richardking.net. My email address is rich@richardking.net. My Twitter handle is @1RichKing, all one word. My Facebook page is King's Numerology. All of my books are located on my website and at Amazon.com under my full author name, Richard Andrew King. Today, I will be giving a numerology lesson entitled King's Numerology 101A, Introduction and Life Path. There is a handout which I would recommend you download on my homepage, richardking.net, just above the sword you see there. It reads, Handout for Dr. Vicki Show on May 1st here. You cannot miss it. The direct link, if you want that, is richardking.net/KN101A.PDF. Those are all small caps. For more information on the King's Numerology, for articles, free tutorials, simply click on the numerology button on my homepage or go to richardking.net/numerology. Before we begin the lesson, however, and since Dr. Vicki's show is entitled Living Your Soul's Journey, I would like to share with you a thought on the spiritual nature of each of our souls from my perspective. This thought is in the form of an original poem entitled Child of the Light, which is in my book 99 Poems of the Spirit, available on my books page at richardking.net and in paperback and Kindle formats. It is also on my CD, Poems of the Spirit. It too is available on my website in the CD section and also on cdbaby.com. The poem goes like this. You are a child of the light, a coruscating spire of white fire flame, a vortex of white fire sun, a crystalline spray of white fire ray, a soul whose time has come. The universe beckons and God demands you radiate your light through space, fusing your power this very hour, illuminating the magnificence of your race. A race where man is all in one, non-separate and complete, a single soul in total whole with multiple hands and feet. Souls emerge and now converge in a world approaching dawn. In inner space, they see a race where splendor flows in song, where white fire light inspires and radiates the cosmic core, where beings rise in azure skies to live forevermore. Yes, you are a child of the light, a coruscating spire of white fire flame, a vortex of white fire sun, a crystalline spray of white fire ray, a soul whose time has come. So cast white fire higher. Let consciousness rise to see. Let soul explore the secret door that leads to infinity. The time is now. The space is here. Excuse yourself no more. Radiate light, extinguish night, and live forevermore. For you are a child of the light, a coruscating spire of white fire flame, a vortex of white fire sun, a crystalline spray of white fire ray, a soul whose time has come. Now, let's begin numerology lesson 101A, Introduction and Life Path. Once again, if you tuned in late, there is a handout for this lesson, which I definitely would encourage you to download. It's free. It's at richardking.net, just above the sword. It reads Handout for Dr. Vicky Show on May 1st. You can't miss it. The actual link is richardking.net/KN101A.pdf. If you want to take notes, make sure you have writing materials handy, and I would definitely take notes if you can. So here we go. First of all, I get the question a lot, what is numerology? Numerology is the science of numeric coding, wherein numbers and their corresponding letter values define and describe our lives, relationships, and destinies. I like to say it this way. Numbers tell the time. As well, they tell the tale. Numbers calculate the voyage of life in its detail. Numbers, just like coins, incorporate two sides, positive and negative, as in the turn of tides. Numbers are the codes of life. They gauge, describe, define the framework and the structure of a life that is divine. Numbers are life's basis, and as cosmic law avers, the blueprint of our destiny has its design in numbers. So what, you might ask, is the king's numerology? Well, the king's numerology references the divine nature of numbers as they relate to life, as opposed to a worldly or mundane nature. The tagline for the king's numerology is discovering the divine design of your life. Its foundational principle is that numbers are God codes, serving as labels for the energy fields which comprise us and our destinies. The king's numerology is based on the fundamental premise that there is only one king, and that king is the creator of the universe, i.e. God, and that numbers are universal means of communication, which they are. So when did numerology begin? Well, I think it goes back to the time of Pythagoras, who lived about 2,500 years ago in Italy. He founded a moral and religious school when back in those times. He is often associated with discoveries involving the chief musical intervals, the relations of numbers, and with more fundamental beliefs regarding the representation of the world of nature through numbers. His teaching also included the doctrine of transmigration of souls between successive bodies, i.e. from life to life. Furthermore, Pythagorean thought exerted considerable influence on Plato's doctrines. The reference for this, if you'd like, is atomica.com. In fact, it is Pythagoras who was generally regarded as the father of numerology. So, how is numerology related to life? Order is the first law of the universe. Nowhere else is this more clear than through numbers. Everything that exists in this universe, for all practical purposes, exists in a state of vibration. Light, sound, music, colors can all be reduced to numbers. Numbers are nothing more than the cosmic codes which identify these vibrations and the energies emanating from them. Here are a few quotations from Pythagoras and Sir Isaac Newton, the latter often being referred to as the greatest scientist of all time. Pythagoras said, "Numbers rule the universe. Everything is arranged according to number and mathematical shape. Everything includes our lives and destinies, which also can be reduced to numbers, believe it or not. Sir Isaac Newton said, God created everything by number, weight, and measure. And it is the perfection of God's works that they are all done with the greatest simplicity. He is the God of order and not of confusion. So, if these two esteemed scientists understood the connection between numbers and life, would it not be to our benefit then to also consider the immense relationship between numbers and our lives, our destinies, our relationships? For example, consider the periodic table of elements. Remember that from chemistry class. All the elements are identified by number or numbers and a letter or letters. For example, hydrogen. Its atomic number is 1. Its letter is H. Carbon has an atomic number of 6. Its letter is C. Oxygen has an atomic number of 8. Its letter is O. Silver, Ag and 47, gold, Au and 79. And so it goes for the current spectrum of 118 elements in the periodic table. Likewise, in numerology, our lives, destinies, and relationships can also be defined by both numbers and letters, just like those of the periodic table, the elements in the periodic table. But our numbers are associated with our full birth name and birth date. The purpose of numerology, you might ask? One of the major purposes, in my mind, is to assist us in gaining a deeper understanding of ourselves in relation to our life's divine design. With such an understanding, there is the hope that we can live life more efficiently, adjust to its ever-flowing tides more smoothly, move with a more direct purpose, exude more confidence, and express greater balance, awareness, harmony, peace, and understanding as we experience our special walk through this incarnation, through this life. Benefits. I get that question a lot. What are some of the benefits of numerology? There are many. First of all, knowing thyself. Do you remember over the Temple of Delphi in Greece, what was the admonition? It was, know thyself. If we don't know ourselves, and we start out in life, we're kind of shooting blind. But if we can know ourselves, what our desires are, et cetera, our path in life, the role we're going to give, et cetera, all that, we're way ahead of the game. So knowing yourself is very important, ourselves. The second benefit, then, is if we can know ourselves, we can know others. We can know our parents, our spouse, our significant other, children, business partners, and friends, anybody whose name, full name, we have access to, and birth date, we can develop a very quick profile in which we understand them on a much deeper level than we would otherwise. Another benefit, and this is major, is that we can build better and more meaningful relationships. This is the 2 millennium. So for this entire 1,000 years, and we have 984 years left to go, this is all about relationships. St. Charan Singh was a mystic of the 20th century. He said, we don't see things the way they are. We see things the way we are. Pretty profound statement when you think about it. From a numerological perspective, we can say, we don't see things the way they are, we see things the way our numbers are. In fact, each of us sees the world through not just one lens, but multiple lenses. This is why two people can be discussing a topic and they each could say to the other, you just don't get it. Interestingly, they could both be right because each is seeing the issue through their own special grouping of lenses of different energy fields. So here's the key. If we know the other person's lenses, those he's looking through, we may not agree with them, but we could at least understand him better and then approach the conversation in a more balanced way, bringing more meaning and harmony to the discussion and hopefully to the relationship as well. Another benefit, and I'm huge on this, being a father and grandfather and a martial artist who has taught thousands of children in my time. When we know our children's numbers, we are way ahead of the game as far as being able to raise them. By knowing our children's numbers, we can guide them in concert with the energies of their own self and destiny. And this is huge. Here's a true story I'm going to mention in just a minute. In fact, the story is the basis of my companion set of books regarding raising children. The first of those books is Parenting Wisdom for the 21st Century, Raising Your Children by Their Numbers to Achieve Their Greatest Potential or Highest Potential. Its companion book is Parenting Wisdom, What to Teach the Children, which focuses on life principles, but not so much numerology as does the first book. Both books are available on my website and at Amazon. So here's what happened. In the early 2000s, I was asked to do a mini reading for some high school seniors who were going off to college. During that event, one of the mothers asked if I would do her numbers. Well, of course, I said yes. And in doing her chart, it was strongly anchored in the number 8 energy, which is a very strong social vibration. Eights love to interact socially. They enjoy having social status, engaging with others, being affluent and extroverted, and so forth. As the event went on for quite a few hours, all the children would come up one by one for their mini reading. Off in the distance during this process, there was a young man who was quite shy, obviously, but very intrigued. He didn't come up. He just stood back and watched. As it turned out, just as I was wrapping up for the day, he got the courage to come up and he approached me to do his numbers. Because of his behavior, I knew he had to have some strong 7 energy in his chart. Why? 7 is the energy of reflection, recession, analysis, examination, inquisition, inquiring, in other words, internalization, introspection, and introversion. As he sat down, who should come over and sit down beside me but the woman whose chart I had done earlier? It was this young man's mother. I did a few calculations, and sure enough, he did have strong 7 energy in his chart. As I explained to him what the 7 meant, he lifted his head after a few moments, and he smiled from ear to ear that finally somebody understood him. Not uncommon with 7 people. They're often misunderstood because they're so quiet. And this was an extremely heartwarming instance for me to see this young man so happy. In that exact moment of joy, his mother said quite shockingly, and here's the rub, "Oh my gosh, I have been raising my son the wrong way his entire life," end quote. Also in that moment of her statement, my joy, which I had, turned to instant heartache. To me, it was a remarkable juxtaposition of emotions. Why? Because the numbers 7 and 8 are diametrically opposed. 7 is introverted. 8 is extroverted. 7 loves its privacy and reclusion. 8 loves to entertain and mix with others. Although she was a wonderful woman, she had no clue who her son really was or what he wanted in his life. In effect, she had been raising him according to her 8 energies, not according to his 7 energies. I'm sure she loved her son, but one has to wonder how beautiful their relationship could have been had she known his numbers. For his whole life, before sending him off to college, she was missing an opportunity in raising her son that could have been much different and more positive. This is a common tragedy that could have been prevented if she had only known what her son's numbers were and what they represented. She can't be faulted because she didn't have the understanding of numerology in her life. It was at that moment of great joy and heartache for me that I felt the parenting wisdom books and their knowledge must be shared so that the future parents would have the tools to help raise their children by the children's numbers, not the parents' numbers. So for parents, knowing their children's numbers can be an immeasurable gift in helping their children become all they can be. Not necessarily for what the parents want them to be. In this, there is great wisdom, which I hope more parents acquire and use for the sake of developing their children's highest and best good and in creating happiness and wholeness in them. Another benefit is being able to prepare for the future by understanding the various timelines, which can be forecasted, actually, within one's life that are easily visible in a King's numerology chart. You know, as you all know, there was a time before weather satellites when people and communities were blindsided, damaged, even destroyed by hurricanes and typhoons that sneaked up on them. Well, thanks to satellite technology, we know when those storms are coming. But likewise, there are also storms in our lives too, and although they can't be averted, Their presence can also be known through numerology forecasting, and thus their circumstances managed efficiently. The knowledge is there if individuals want to avail themselves of it. They just have to do some homework and study. Another benefit, remaining balanced throughout life. I'm huge on this, particularly as a martial art instructor, as a father, grandfather. In life, balance is primary. This is one of the most fundamental principles of living a meaningful life. By possessing a working knowledge of our lives and destinies, we can move with more confidence and stay balanced at those times that are critical and demanding, frankly. Another benefit is expanding our individual consciousness. Through numerology, we can expand our consciousness beyond the boundaries of normal human comprehension and gain access to the inner secrets of life's design. It is really amazing what we don't know that we can know by studying the science of numeric coding. For example, how many people know they have a destiny? How many people know that the blueprint of that destiny is actually contained within their full birth name and birth date? I know it seems ludicrous, but it's true. How many people then are willing to take the time to learn the secrets of their lives and the lives of others, especially those in their own families and those to whom they have a responsibility and duty to care for, such as children? Once any person studies numerology, their lives will never be the same again, and they will wonder how they could ever have existed before. And I will tell you, not only will numerology change your life or any person's life, it will revolutionize it for the better and expand your consciousness and anybody's consciousness beyond the scope of ordinary human life. There is great mysticism in numbers. And this is, there are two more benefits for you, and I love this one. Knowing God, source, spirit, whatever you want to call this power. Frankly, from where I sit in my life, God is real. Of this, there's absolutely no doubt. Furthermore, numerology proves the existence of God. Of this, too, there's absolutely no doubt. Once a person delves into this science, he or she will discover a power with a capital P that is incredibly vast, so vast, it staggers the comprehension of the human mind. It is absolutely remarkable. This power is alive. It is conscious. It is real. Furthermore, its intelligence, its perfection, its orchestration and structure of life are absolutely mind-boggling. When one sees the intricacy of the relationship between one's life and numbers, one can never deny nor disclaim the reality of such a power. It is this power with a capital P we call God. It is the energy that transcends everything. It transcends religion. It is the power that created all of us with a capital C, the Creator. And the last benefit I'd like to share with you is that one of the best benefits is that those who learn numerology can share the truth of numbers and their connection to life with others, with their friends, with their family, so that they too will be benefited. There's no reason to not share such a reality, especially when people can benefit by it. This is far more to life than people know. There are wondrous truths, magical truths, mystical truths, and they're just sitting there waiting for the masses or each of us to awaken to these truths, to awaken from our slumber and be blessed with powerful knowledge that can benefit them and others. It certainly has changed my life. It is, my study of numerology in 36 years has revolutionized my life. I see things totally different than I did way back when I started in 1980. Okay, a few notes on numbers. We've talked about this, but more specifically, numbers are codes. Okay, codes. They are labels for energy fields. They're not just arithmetic ciphers. And like words, they are labels for, they can be labels for colors. For example, if I mentioned the word green to you, you would have an immediate image of some sort of green hue, some sort of green color. If I further qualified that and said deep forest green, you would then have a more specific understanding of the color green that I mentioned. If I said fire engine red or navy blue or hot pink, those images would come to your mind. It's the same thing with numbers. They're just labels for energies. And when we understand them and their language, we then are able to decode them and discover the secrets they hold. It's absolutely awesome. Remember this now. All numbers have two sides. One positive, one negative. Odd numbers have a positive charge. Even numbers have a negative charge. The odd numbers are 1, 3, 5, and 7. The even numbers, 2, 4, 6, and 8. The number 9 is neutral because it actually contains all numbers. For example, if you were to add the single numbers 1 through 8 together, the result would be a 36. 3 plus 6 equals 9. Add all the numbers 1 through 9 together and the result is 45. 4 and 5 are 9. The number 9 is referred to in the King's numerology as the grand elemental, the grand amplifier, and grand ruler. It's a very special number. Another note, each number on its sides, its various sides, has a frequency range of its polarity. For example, let's say you're on the light side of a number, and the other side of the number is dark. Well, what type of light actually exists on the light side at any given time? Is it dawn? Is it high noon on a cloudless day or a cloudy day? Is it dusk? And then what shade of depth or darkness exists at a given time on the dark side? Pitch black, a little fading darkness as we move into dawn. So this is always something to remember about numbers. Each number has two sides, and each side represents a frequency range of its attribute, either light or dark, positive or negative. Not only do numbers have polar charges, opposite sides of the same energetic coin, this is referred to as interpolarity, but they also have what's called an intrapolarity, like interstate and intrastate. Interstate is from state to state. Intrastate is within the state itself. Every single number contains a root system of binary, trinary, quaternary numbers, and so forth. For example, the number 2 has 10 binary roots. All single numbers have 10 binary roots. For the number 2, those two-digit numbers are 11, 20, 29, 38, 47, 56, 65, 74, 83, and 92. In other words, when each of these numbers, these individual ciphers of these binaries are added together, they will all equal a 2. For example, take 56. 5 and 6 are 11. 1 and 1 are 2. 38. 3 and 8 are 11. 1 and 1 are 2. So there we're back to the 2 again. Each such binary is composed of numbers within their own polar charges. This is what we're talking about. The number 29 and its energetic coloring, for example, is very different from the number 38 and its energetic coloring. Yet, as far as their single number crown is concerned, the 2, they are both a 2 in simple terms. So it is with all numbers. So we can never just do a chart and look at a single number because we wouldn't know the depths of what that number actually meant specifically. We have to get into the root systems of numbers. We're not doing that today. I'm just warning or giving you a heads up. So the single numbers of these binaries are called crowns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, these are crowns. And then there are binary roots. Those are two-digit roots. There could be trinary roots. 1, 1, 1 is a trinary root, and so forth, okay? Now we're going to talk, you can go to your expanded keywords, key phrase chart that's on your handout. Because this is important because the thing about being a numerologist and understanding numerology is being able to identify the words associated with each number or number pattern. That's the key. You don't have to be a mathematical whiz, but you do have to understand what these numbers represent. So this expanded keywords chart gives you ideas of what numbers are. So, for example, let's take the number 1. You'll see it's 10 binary roots. And in fact, in this handout, every one of the single numbers, 1 through 9, has the 10 binary roots there for you to see. You can see it. For example, the number 1, its 10 binary roots are the number 10, 19, 28, 37, 46, 55, 64, 73, 82, and 91. When all of those single ciphers of those binaries are added together, they will create a 10. And then they will go to a 1 in further reduction. So what is the 1? 1 is the primal force, its first cause. It's a yang energy, a male energy. It is also a fire sign. It rules males. So it can rule the father. It can rule the brother, the uncle, grandfather. It could represent the boss or a leader. It could represent a tomboy. If you have a lot of one energy in a woman's chart, she can usually be a tomboy growing up. She can be an executive. She can be a leader. She can be an instigator, somebody who goes first and shows the way. One is a highly independent number, and it rules, it manifests by in direct action. So if you have a one life path, you're going to be learning those kinds of lessons. And we'll talk about the basic matrix and the life path a little more in just a minute. I want to get through this one phase here. Okay, now, the number two. You can see on your notes, you can see it's 10 binary numbers there. And it rules all things that are female. It rules relationships. It rules others. It rules opposition. It rules confliction. It rules balance on one hand. It rules peace and war in its two different sides. We are now in 1,000 years of this two energy. It rules indirect action, and it also rules dependence. This is why we have terrorism now, because you can't see the whites of your enemy's eyes, because it's indirect fighting, not like the last 1,000 years where you don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes, right? Okay, the number three. Number three is an air sign, and it is the divine triangle. It is three is all about self-expression, art, communication, words, image and images, health, well-being, children. It can also represent entitlement if a person has a lot of three energy in their chart, because then their ego can take over. You see people in the communication field, movies, media, whatever, if they do a lot of speaking in their profession in some capacity, they're going to have threes in their charts. Four. Four rules roots. It is rule structure, security. You see there on your handout, you can see all of the binary systems of the number four. It's a very stable energy. It's very conventional, very traditional. The number five rules freedom. It's not conventional. It's not traditional. Five moves. It changes. It detaches. Fours and fives are opposites. Four loves roots. Five loves its wings and its freedom. It doesn't like to be trapped. The number six, this is all about the heart, the family, the home, the domestic environment, the community, the homeland. It's about love. It's about nurturing. It's about support in a personal way, romance. But on the opposite side, it could be hatred, envy, darkness, things like that. Just the opposite side of it's positive energy. The number seven, we've been talking about the number seven with the young man mentioned earlier. This is all about introspection, internalization. No number is more internal than the number seven. It's the number that has the greatest spiritual potential because of the inward nature, but it is also the number of the thinker. Think of Rodin's The Thinker, the statue. It's a perfect example of what the seven represents. It can also create chaos. It's either bliss or chaos. It's the eye of the storm, or it's the winds of the storm. So if you have sevens, you want to make sure you always get to the center of the storm and learn to be calm. That's what the winds are there to do, is to help you learn to be calm and at peace with yourself. The number eight, as we talked about with the mother earlier, this is an extroverted number. It's everything external. It deals with interaction, social interaction, engagement, connection, also disconnection. If you have eight voids in your chart, for example, that means no H's, Q's, or Z's in your name. But it likes its social environment, and it likes to mix and move. It's absolutely opposite from the seven. As we said, seven and eight are diametrically opposed. So if you have an eight life path, you're going to be out working with people and engaging with them, leading with them. If you have a seven life path, you're going to be more reserved. You're going to have a life that separates you and drives you internally so you can think. Now, the number nine, as we talked about, is the grand elemental, the grand ruler, the grand amplifier. It is all numbers. It reflects all numbers to themselves. And because of this, it is the most universal of all numbers. It is the most powerful of all numbers. It is the most public of all numbers. It rules education. It rules art. It rules theater. It rules medicine. Everybody that is involved in working with the public in a major way will have a nine life path. It can be healing. It can be music, writing, whatever. Again, media, actors, people in front of a camera. They're out there in the public environment, and that's that nine energy. It's almost impossible for anybody to be involved with the public or to be known unless they have a 9 in their chart somewhere. Okay, so those are the 9 basic numbers. You can look at those keywords, read through them, get a feel for each of the numbers. So when you do your own life path, you'll be able to understand what that life path represents. And I would just read those numbers until you see something that resonates with you about your own life. Now, in the King's Numerology, the first book, KBN 1, the King's Book of Numerology, Volume 1, Foundations and Fundamentals, focuses on what you see here in your notes, the basic matrix. There are 8 fundamental parts of a basic matrix. There is the life path, which we're going to talk about shortly. There is the expression. The life path is from our birth date. The expression is from our full birth name. Then there is the PE. That's a blend of those two. That's the performance we give in life. There is the soul. This is not the spiritual soul. This is a numerological soul. This defines our primary needs, wants, motivations, and desires. We have a material soul, which is a worldly want, need, and desires energy. We have the nature, which is our personality, and then we have a material nature, which references our worldly personality. And then there are voids. We're not going to discuss voids today, of course, but voids are missing letters in the birth name. Now, you can read that in my book. I have all my books pretty much talk about voids. They're very important. Okay, now, let's talk about the life path itself. It comes, as we said, from your birthday data. When you construct and do the calculations of your birthday to determine your life path, always make sure that you put the day first, if you're going horizontally, the day first, the month, and then the year. I am absolutely adamant about this. I know the West, when it writes dates, it always goes month, day, and year. You can do it that way, but when you start forecasting, to be accurate, it's not going to work. It may have a little relevance in the first part of the life, but it won't once you get past the first section of your life. So always put day, month, and year. Now, there are some analogies to understand about the life path. Literally, it is the energetic path we are following in life. When we are born, God puts this number in front of us, and that's the path we're going to follow, and we're not going to get off of it. And we're going to learn things, be exposed to things positive and negative about that particular number. For example, if you have a 2 life path, you're going to learn about relationship in some capacity, positives and negatives. That's just how it's going to be. Somebody else may be learning about building wealth or acting or singing or writing or ruling. But the 2 life path is all about relationships. Another metaphor for the life path is that it is an energy world. So when we're born, think in simple terms, God puts us on 1 of 9 energy worlds, either the world 1, the world 2, the world 3, all the way through 9. We can't get off that world. And so our whole life is going to revolve around the energies of that particular world. Somebody else may have lessons, like we said, about another world, but not us. Whatever we're on, we're on. We're not getting off of it. We can't get off of it, at least in this lifetime. Another really good analogy for the life path is that think of it as the script of your life. So you would be the actor or actress. You're born, God pops this script right in your lap and he says, okay, read this script. And that's the script you're going to be following. And like with the other analogies, you cannot change the script. You're going to be studying about whatever that script is, whatever the number references. So just go back to those 9 basic numbers and the keywords, see what those are all about. And those are the lessons that you're going to be learning. Now, not just lessons, but think of this acronym, LIST, L-I-S-T, stands for Lessons, Influences, Subjects, and Themes. The life path is not you. It is these lessons, influences, subjects, and themes that each of us will be learning about individually as we go through our life. And the last metaphor that I want to mention is that of an amusement ride. For example, let's say you go to Disneyland and you go to Big Thunder Mountain. And you get your ticket and you get on the little cart there that's on a track. And that track pulls you through the different aspects of Big Thunder ride. You can think of any ride for that matter. The point to be made is that once you get on that ride, you can't get off. You are on a track. And that track is going to carry you through the different aspects of the ride. All of us have different numerical fields that we go through that we can't escape. And that's what happens with our life path. It pulls us from birth to death along this track. So those are some of the analogies that you can think of as a life path. When somebody finds out I'm a numerologist, they say, oh, well, I'm this number. Well, what they're usually referencing is not what number they are, but what number their life path is, because that's the easiest calculation. Okay, so now let's go down to Elvis Presley's birth date and show you how to calculate this. So here's where you can bring your paper and pencil into use. So Elvis Presley was born on 8 January 1935. Notice how I said that. I didn't say January 8th. I said 8 January 1935. So if you ever correspond with me, that's what I would like you to do. Put the day first, month second, year third. So what you would do is put down 8 and then put down 1 for January. We're going horizontally now. And then put down the year of birth, 1935. If you want, you can reduce 1935 to a single number. Just add the number 1 to the number 9 to get 10, to add the 3, which gives you 13, and then add the 5, which gives you 18. 1 and 8 make a 9. So now, if we were to use the simple number, the single numbers only, we would have 8 plus 1 plus 9, day, month, year. 8 plus 1 is 9, 9 and 9 are 18. 1 and 8 make 9. So now we know that Elvis Presley's life path is a 9. But 1/9 of the world's population has a 9 life path. So let's look at deeper levels. He was born on the 8th, born on the 1st. So now what we're going to do is we're going to add 8 plus 1, but then we're going to add each of the ciphers of the year. So plus, then again, 1 plus 9 plus 3 plus 5, the year of birth. That is going to give us 27. So now we see a different layer. We see a deeper layer than just the 18. 2 and 7 make 9. The single number life path will always be the same. What we're doing is deciphering, decoding the internal layers of the life path to get greater meaning, greater coloring, greater knowledge about what's going on with the life. If we took the number 8 plus 1 plus 18, it will also equal 27. That's when you see on your notes, you see general and specific. They're both the same. Some charts will be the same. They would not be the same if that 8 in the beginning were a 26, for example, or a 17. The specific would be different. But it's not. It's still a 27. That's a 9. So Elvis Presley's simple crown life path is a 9. He has roots of 18 and 27. Now let's go to Abraham Lincoln, who I think is the greatest president in the history of our country. He was born on 12 February 1809. So now let's reduce his numbers to simple numbers first. So we take the 12, we make it a 3. 1 and 2 make 3. We take February, that's the second month, right? Now we take 1809. So add 1 and 8 get 9. 9 plus 9, 18, 1 and 8 are 9. So then we have these three numbers, 3 plus 2 plus 9. What does that give us? 14. 1 and 4 make 5. So Lincoln's life path is a 5. Interesting, because the United States of America has a 5 life path, and she also has a 5 material soul. So he was a man for the times for sure. Now, if we take and add the single numbers straight across of his birth date, which is 12 February 1809, we would have 1 plus 2, which is the day of the month, plus 2, which is the month, plus 1, plus 8, plus 0, plus 9. So we're just adding all those single numbers left to right. When we do that, we come up with 23, different than the 14. So this gives us a different layer. Still a 5 in reduction, because 2 and 3 are 5. If we, and here's the difference in this chart than from Presley's chart, let's take the specific numbers. So specifically, Lincoln was born on the 12th. He wasn't born on the 3rd, and this is something to remember. This is why you can't reduce all birthday data to single numbers, because 12, even though it's a 3 in reduction, it is more complex than the 3 because it has a 1 and 2 involved in it. And when you subtract the 1 from the 2, you also get another 1. So there's more complexity in double numbers than there is in single numbers. So anyway, doing his chart, he's got 12, the day he was born, plus 2, the month, plus 18, which is 1809, added together to get that transition root of 18. When you add those up, the number is a 32. So here we have another layer. We see that it's still a 5, right? 3 and 2 are 5. So we see that Lincoln's roots are a 14, a 23, and a 32. And then we can make assessments. You go back, you can read what the number 3 is, read what the number 2 is, read what the 4 and the 1. All of that is going to help color that 5 energy that is the life path of Abraham Lincoln, who was the man of the hour for helping the United States get through her life path, which was also has a 32 in it as well. Okay, now let's go down to General George Patton. He was born on the 11th of November, 1885. If we reduce all of those birthday numbers to single digits, the 11 of his day of birth will become a 2, right? 1 and 1 make 2. November would also be a 2. It's the 11th month. 1885 reduces to a 4. When you add them up, 1, 8, 8, 5, it's going to reduce to a 4. So then you have the simple numbers, 2 plus 2 plus 4 equals an 8. So now we know that Patton has an 8 life path. 8 is a number of administration. Anybody with an 8 life path generally will be involved in some kind of engagement or administration. But here's the key. If we take the specific data, 11, the day he was born, plus 11, plus 22, which is 1885. It's the first reduction from 185. We see that his specific life path is a 44. I usually say that as 44, 8. 4 plus 4 make 8. That's how I reference master numbers. But here's the key, too. Every one of those components is what? It's a master number. It's not 11 is not 2. 11 is highly more energetic and complex. A straight 2 is just a water energy. It's about others. It's about dependence. But that 1, all those 1s, those are fire signs. That's independence. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of fire and emotion in that 11 energy. So when you think of an 11-2, you can think of it as underwater volcanoes, for example. That's what they can represent. So 11, 11, and 22 gives us a 44-8. This is a number of generalship. In fact, many generals and managers throughout time have a 44 in their chart. MacArthur also had a 44. Ulysses S. Grant, Thomas Jefferson, they had 44s in their life path. Mother Teresa had that. 44 is a number of organization and flow. 8 represents flow. The 4s represent order. So this 44-8 is an executive administrative energy that connects the dots of all the things that have to come together to make something work. Very important. You see, if we had reduced all of this to just a 2, it wouldn't have been accurate because we wouldn't know the depth. That's why it's so important to get to layers. Okay, now go to this last example of a person born on the 16th of March, 1956. If we simply do numerical calculations on a horizontal line left to right, we might not see everything that is there. For example, if we do just a simple general expression, so we take the 16th, we add 1 plus 6, we get 7. We add the 3 of March, and then we add plus 1, plus 9, plus 6, the year of birth, we come up with a 31. Okay, that's the general expression, 31 equals 4. So we know that this person born on this day is going to have a 4 life path. And, by the way, if you downloaded this handout before this morning, you'd see a 5 in that column. That's a typo. So this life path here is 4, so you can fix that and do it for me. I felt badly that I made that mistake. So I apologize for that. But the life path is a 4. But here's the key to this. If we use a process called stack and add, stacking and adding, what you do is you, rather than use a horizontal column, you use a vertical column. So you take the year 1956, and under that you put 16, and then under that you put 3. So you add 1956 plus 16 plus 3, and then you come up with 1975. When you reduce 1975 in that reduction process, what shows up? A 22, a master number to go along with that 4. It would not have shown up if we had just done calculations in a horizontal plane. So always double check to see if there is a master number that appears in a vertical stack and add process. Always important to do that when you're doing numbers. Every single number, by the way, has a master number associated with it. The master number of the 1 is 55. Of the 2, well, let's take the 2 is 11, right? The 3 is 66. The 4 is 22. The 5 is what? 77. 77 make 14 makes a 5. The 6 is 33. The 7 is 88. The 8 is 44. And the 9 is actually 99. It's itself. So you want to keep note of those master numbers. Every single number has a master number and only one binary master number. Okay, I see that we looks like we're just about 4 minutes to concluding. I hope you have gotten something out of this. Let me just repeat to you, if you'd like to get started with this, I would recommend, and if you're not a King's Numerology student, you can go to my website and get on my email list. I absolutely protect your privacy. I don't believe in everything that's going on by knowing anybody else's business. But so you're safe with that. But get on my email list. I don't put you on there automatically. And then the first book I would start with, were I you, would be The King's Book of Numerology, Volume 1. Gives you a great foundation of everything we've been talking about today and more. You get the full basic matrix. It's the best one to start with. There are 6 KBN books in the series. I have currently 11 numerology books online for you to learn from and to share that knowledge with you. So I hope you would learn it, apply it, not only to your lives, but to your children's lives, particularly if you have children. If you have issues with parents, you can do their numbers or other people to see what's in their charts. Because remember, we don't see things the way they are. We see things the way our numbers are. We're not all the same. In fact, we're all snowflakes, but we're very different. So two people can be talking to each other. They could both say, hey, dude, you just don't get it. But in effect, each of them may be right and each of them may be wrong because we see things as our numbers are, not necessarily clearly. So I want to take this moment. Before I thank Dr. Vicky, I want to remind you, my website is richardking.net. The numerology section is attainable through that. So you can go richardking.net, click on the numerology button. My Twitter handle is onerichking. My Facebook page is King's Numerology. And I think that's pretty much all you need to do. I'm going to keep that link up there for you for the show for the day. I don't know what I'm going to do next week, but I will be hosting the show for Dr. Vicky next week as well. I may do a potpourri thing. We'll see. If you have any ideas that you would like me to talk about, please email me and I'll do my best to work that in. But do it quickly because I start planning for these shows a week in advance. So get on that. So I'd like to thank Dr. Vicky. If she's listening, I hope you're having a great vacation. You certainly deserve it. Thank you for allowing me to be here and to substitute for you. It's a privilege and honor for me to do so. And to Don Newsom, founder and president of BBS Radio, thanks so much for all your work. Without your expertise, nobody could do these shows. Remember, entrepreneurs around the world, folks, and we need them. Because we're coming into a social energy in this 1,000 years, and you can see it already happening, where people think that everybody's got a right to everybody else's business and money. It's not true. Everybody, it's your life, it's your responsibility. And so thanks to all the entrepreneurs such as Don and Dr. Vicky and so forth for doing their great work. We appreciate it. This is Richard Andrew King. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time. Godspeed.